Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
You are now tuned into Behind the Scenes Radio.
I've been waiting for you, standing by my window to get a view. Though I got a busy schedule, but you got my attention, I'm so focused on you. Everyone is talking about you, cause you shine brighter than the sun and moonlight too. The first time I met you, I was shaking, I felt so uneasy from my head to my belly. Like a spirit, you enter my body, I'm losing my mind, can't control how I'm feeling. My mind only revolves around you, I'm losing touch with reality too. You gotta like it.
KYKO, you already know.
Let's get it. So shout out to all the artists that send us music.
Shout out.
The email to send your music to is bindthesen@gmail.com. Make sure that you only send MP3 formatted tracks only. We don't take nothing else. That's it. I don't take no leaks, no fucking SoundCloud, no YouTube.
None of that.
This nigga crazy. We don't take nothing else. That's all we take. Shout out to everybody tuned in. We got a line full of people tonight because, you know, we talk about some freaky nasty ass shit tonight.
We turn it up a little
bit. We turn it up. It's only for the grown and motherfucking sexy tonight.
18 years and older.
Yeah, we talking about sexual toys. We talking about
all
freaky
that.
Shit.
All
we
that.
Talking about soul ties.
All that.
We talking about all that tonight. So make sure you stay tuned in. Shout out to everybody on the line. We got the 862. We got the 267.
Jeez.
We got, we had one other caller on here, but I think they hung up. But if they call back in, it is what it is, right? So That's what we're talking about tonight. But before we talk about what we're going to talk about tonight, you know we got to play the artist music because they send it.
You already know.
So the next track that we're going to be playing is by the artist by the name of JT. Make sure you go check out JT.
Yo,
JT
out
is a hot, artist.
Check him out.
He just got through doing a movie with fucking Queen Latifah and shit. And
check
we gave him his first interview on Behind the Scenes Radio probably about 4 years ago. And since then, he done took the fuck off and blew the fuck up.
He was very humble.
So, let's get into it. This is JT, Fell in Love, on Behind the Scenes Radio. Once again, the number is 914-205-5664. Make sure that you press one if you want to talk. Let it go. Check him out also on YouTube. The boy hot right now. We gave him one of his first interviews. Yo, go check him out. B. Morgan, what you want on Behind the Scenes Radio. Let's go.
Yeah. Tell me what you want from me. Let me know now. Tell me what you need from me, yeah.
gotta be sure now. Supposed to be my down bottom and my yeah, yeah. But you be moving like the opposition. Tell me what you want from me, yeah. Let me know now. You a baddie. So you feel that you can style on me. Fly as hell, I'm in the clouds, honey.
Up in the clouds.
You can never break me down, baby. Don't be causing no confusion. Please don't put no titles on me if you ever tried to be single. Knowing that you're trying to mingle. Out of my way, what y'all doing? You out of my way. You wanna play? I'm gonna skate right out the gate. Shorty might get this leg. Sheesh. I'll find somebody that can keep the pace. Okay. Tell me what you want from me. Let me know now. Tell me what you need from me, yeah. Gotta be sure now. Supposed to be my down bottom and my yeah, yeah. But you be moving like the opposition. Tell me what you want from me, yeah.
Her name was Tisha, her name was Shauna, her name was Tanya. It was Tawana, it was Milana, her name was Carla, her name was Barbara. So many girls wanna be my baby, they was sweating me like it's a sauna. They get to following me like Miss Parker, calling me daddy, but I ain't the father. Show them what you really want, I ain't the type to just put up a front. Catch me pulling up, cleaning the floor, and the engine, the back, and the trunk, and the front. What's a nigga lick his lips, she moving her butt. What's a nigga hit the lights, you know the stop. Move that shit, baby, I like how you do that shit. I got a fetish for bringing the freak out of women, she like how I poo that shit.
As long as I got all the hoes, I'ma keep it playing for life.
Tell me what you want from me, let me know now. Tell me what you need from me, yeah. You gotta be sure now. Supposed to be my down bottom and my yeah, yeah. The opposition. Tell me what you want from me, yeah. Let me know now.
Last track that we're gonna play tonight is Whiney. Make sure you go check her out, Whiney. And the name of the song is, I don't even know how to say the name of the song because it's spelled crazy. Catalyst, I believe it is. Yeah, Catalyst. Catalyst. But it's the way she spelled it, though, it's crazy. Make sure you go check her out on YouTube. Her last video hit 3 million views. Go check out Whiney. Once again, her last video just hit 3 fucking million views on Behind the Scenes Radio. Let's go.
Did. Only made a few errors, went off at the grid, went off at the pinnacle, fiddling with the art, just kidding, I'm at the pinnacle, where am I gonna start, huh? I'm not the new kid, I'm a nuisance, the fruit is accumulated at the labor, I take a taser to electrocute the music, cause it's shocking, calling a detonator, ruthless, not easy, ruthless, no ceilings, hubris, crazy, easy, you need some cheesing, soothing, some teaching, abusive like breezy, the past and I forgot it, you've been hit with the Rafiki, I'm Nala in the city, you nodded, it's a pity, got a lot of enemies, been trying to befriend me, I'm not here for it, but I got a cheer for it, raise a glass to the past, search up for forgiveness, need a warrant, I am best in Olivia, tension is building up, feeling like I'm gonna pop a Coca-Cola, fizzing up, yeah. With a mental, got a memento, 2017 is looking like a crescendo, this is not a party song, this is not a sorry song, this is not an I win and you lose, call your mommy song, this is yup, I did me and I'm doing it, saw the path less traveled and I'm still choosing it, this is for you, scream the lyrics in your car, this is celebration, god dang, look you came far from the beginning, kidding, I'm splitting, I'm spitting it raw, giving it back, I still rap back to bougie in the mall, living and picking it up, give me a bit of a minute, I'm sick of this stuff, y'all are better than this, they don't wanna play, said they're beginning to stuff in a bad way, they acting a fraction, a platinum artist that started it, but I'm not backing up, still I've had enough, I'm done with it, running with the same people I started with, fun with it, still I've been standing here with my heart in it, pardon the bars, brother, can I write, darker than Venom, black, I'ma be here forever, like I'm Vanna White, ooh, I'm never going back, never going back, never, I like hanging in the gray zone, calling me wifey, you better buy a ring like a payphone, that's Maroon 5, or Maroon 4, cause the bar's so nasty, lose your atom, I got bars in act like a wax museum. I call you madam, two souls, you must have two souls. Cause everything is out of reach, T-Rex, whoa. Dream big like sumo, I'ma have to do more. Me and rap on the mic, make a dangerous duo, whoa. That's my hype, man, bars that been light, man. Just for you to boogie to, I swear I got a bite, man. This is August since I really dropped the track. No touchdowns, I'm just trying to be the quarterback, yeah. Mario the humble brag for my school, though. I can't rap, I hate following rules, though. Give me a dang minute, about to switch it up, ayy. And when you get to this part, just turn it up. I'm a body, the cardiologist starting. I'm telling all if I'm heart of a champion. Not a gonna be jogging, the one I got in the pockets. Like Wallace, floating around comets and rockets. Watching Wallace and rhyming, y'all are cheese. To be honest, your vision for compliments, you belong in Davy Jones Lager while wearing the coonskin cap. But then other Davy Crockett, just a bunch of lyrics that you're going into the crack pot. Don't mean Jack Studio, smelling like a hot box. Spit too sour like a mouth full of pop rocks. Gift too power like a house song. Got watch rap shows on that. Now I got jaw lock. I'm just trying to do justice to Shot Rock. Lauren Queen Love, Missy Nikki Light. Rhapsody, Remy Ma, Bahamadia, I'ma get it right. Success doesn't happen overnight. No matter what you hear in 10 years, I've given this my life. As every artist do, that's the truth of the matter. Silver platter, a silver plaque, the platinum, I'ma shatter. Roof, stop the swing and make a couple of hits. Better, better, run around the diamond till I bring it home. Mad, I had it cause I'm teed up. Everywhere you hear came from my zone. Ghost Riders don't have my number in their phone. Homegrown in Portland, I'll give an organ for I stop writing raps to stop being important. Speaking of that, 2016, you pissed me off. Why you stop talking about Trump like his win is written off? You want me to stop grouping these orange supporters together? Does that make you less uncomfortable? Is that better? They aren't all racist and sexist, that's fair. But at the very least, they decided they didn't care. So they voted for Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. I would rather cast my ballot for Donald Duck. Sorry, I had to do it. Go ahead, get in the comments. You type behind the screen. At least I'm publicly honest. I'm sick of rapping. My voice is cracking. I'm running back. Switching between rap and trap, cause that's where I'm at, yeah. I gotta breathe. Let me breathe. Oh, be too cold. Gotta grab me. Please, the beat too cold, homie, now I gotta sneeze. Quick shout out to all the real MCs. I'm back in effect, in attack, in the wreck. You a nap, they all slept, you did that. Then I left to the top of the competition. Cause I'm in the definition of dark horses. I wrote around the partition. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. No, they already calling up to the Lord. Cause this sick like Scott or Michael. No, none of my reach like Jordan, no bull. I'm a cat with nine lives, till I got a spray in. I can write lines. Stop fighting, dog, cause I swear it's not polite. Fox in the hell, cause I'm quite unlike Or. They raving when I rock my night. Frightening when I'm in the zone. Lightning with my super suit. Frozone, ride to go home. No, don't do it, dude. Sisters, we don't have time for dudes. They're nuisance too. Send news, you gotta twist it like a Rubik's Cube. By the way, I looped this whole beat twice. Was half as long until I got it and started to write. Just to let you know that everything I do it big. I could rock on Pete Rock to Metro Boomin Looping, kid. I'm a prize. You don't want a problem. Take a chance on me, really, I'm just being honest. Give me a call and I'll walk up to the office. You telling me sex step, or homie, just stop it. I got it, I'm already a hot topic. I'm thicker than the oatmeal for your non-profit. If I wanna strip down, that's my decision. 2017, women doing more than flirting in the kitchen. This is Logic and Cinderella, they made a love child. Raised by Kendrick and Bellion. Now I run wild, baby, sat by Nas. Nanny by Eminem, went to school with the freshman class of 2010. Taught in school by Lupe, chance to substitute. Principal Pac, vice by Julie Andrews. Black Dot College, so I learned from the roots. Woo, Black Star mixed with Drake before views. With the sister, miss that went down. Rhapsody said you must forgot your crown. In your room, pick it up and put it upon your head. Don't mess up your hair, you a god, I bet. I don't underestimate as you flow, oh yeah. Grass is always greener in another's yard, yeah. You will walk down the road, you ain't even know. You'll be great one day, you ain't even know. Shout to JJ and my brother Smite. Rap time Mike from 97 and Snipe. Yeah, I'll hold it down with the people that listen. The track isn't for me, it's for you getting the vision. Haven't even reached day one, I'm already fired up. Hit you New Year's Day, so you know I'ma light it up. Give me some time, but I'm not gonna stop. One love, I'll see you in a while. Queen Honey Pot.
Once again, this your boy Kurt NT behind the scenes radio with my co-host
Psycho SKYKO.
Yeah, so let's get into this real. Let's jump into this, right? Cause I wanna get into this conversation, cause you know I'm a nasty ass nigga. I like doing some freaky ass shit. So B,
what's up?
Let's break it down. Let's start it off like this, right? When did you first get your first piece of pussy, and how did it change your life, and did it fuck it up even more, or did it make it better?
Yeah, it definitely made it better. I was 18.
Oh, so you kind of started late.
Yeah, I started late. But I was one of them dudes that pump fake, like I done it before and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I get all the girls and shit. But, you know what I mean? It was my brother's cousin. It was my brother's cousin. My brother's girlfriend's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I mean? We always had the hots for each other and shit. And, you know what I mean? One thing led to another, but she ain't know I was a virgin. So, when I did it with her, she can tell I was a virgin. She was just like shocked, like, oh my gosh, why didn't you tell me you're a virgin? Why didn't you tell me I took your virginity? All this other shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it gave me more confidence. You know what I mean? It made me feel like, you know what I mean? Like, shit, I can do it again. You know what I mean? That wasn't that bad. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm ready for the next one.
All right, so when I got my virginity took, the girl knew that I was a bitch virgin because I told her. Her name was Angie Iron. Me and Angie, well, if I was to call Angie, if I was to talk to her right now, we'd still be cool.
Okay.
Like, any woman that I've ever been intimate with and we felt some type of way about it, because you know when you fuck with a chick, you know if she really likes you or not,
right.
and you know if she would still fuck with you.
Right.
So I believe that Angie would still fuck with me. She was my first.
Right.
And her mom, what happened was I had ran away from home and her mom let me stay the night.
Okay.
And you know, and she was already, she had already had kids. Okay. She was a senior in high school and I was a freshman in high school.
Was I a freshman in high school?
Yeah, I was a freshman in high school because I was going to high school prep. If anybody listening that's from Kansas City, Missouri, they know about high school prep. And she went to Southeast High. I was walking down the street one day and I seen her. I'm like, damn, you pretty as shit, yo, like chocolate. Because one thing, I love chocolate women, dog. I don't know what it is about pink pussy, my nigga. Oh, my God. Like, oh. Let me stop. Anyway, right? So, I was like, yo, you pretty as shit. Like, you chocolate. And she was like, yeah, I taste like chocolate too. I remember what she said. She said, yeah, I taste like chocolate too. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I've never tasted chocolate like you. And it just went from there. And she really liked my personality and everything. Crazy that she lived a couple blocks away from me. Mm-hmm. And we went to not the same school, but my school was behind her school. And That's I think honestly, for real, it did change my life in a good way and in a bad way, because once I got sex the first time, it, like, I was smelling myself. Like, I thought I was grown.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ran away from home and shit. Her mom let me come over. I fucked the shit out of her and shit. Right. Mom come upstairs, talking about, what you doing to my daughter? And I'm thinking to my head, like, I'm a virgin. Like, am I really doing this like that? And she fucked with me for a little bit longer after that. But then, you know, she went her way. I went my way.
Well,
just was what it was. All right, let's go to the lines. We got the people on the lines. We got, hey, this is my homie right here. Introduce yourself. 267, last four digits, 3486. I know who this is, but introduce yourself and let people know what you do, man. 267, last
yo,
four digits, 3. Okay, there you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't
even
know my
go
phone
ahead.
Number. Yo, it's Jimmy Black. I don't even know this number, Kurt. I'm like, I guess that's my number. Yeah, but what's up? What's up, man? That girl was mad. What's the girl name? Oh. The last chick, the last one you paid?
Oh, the girl that I used to mess with, Angie Irons. That's the girl that took my virginity.
No, not her, man. The music.
Oh, that was Whiny.
Whiny?
That was Whiny. You spell her name W-Y-N-N-E.
Is that the white girl?
What white girl?
Is she a white girl?
No, that ain't the white
girl. Okay,
no,
it's more the white girl out there. The white girl, MC, and her name sounds like that. That's why I thought it was her. And she don't sound like that lyrically, like the voice, the name kind of like that. But anyway, yeah.
Are you talking about the white girl that I was talking to for a little bit?
Yeah, because she's I'll look here later, though. But, what's up, everybody? But I was going to say my his surname was Yolanda Poe. We went to church together. And that's where I lost my virginity. And the same with, like you were saying, the first boy, she didn't know I was a virgin. But later on, you know, I had told her, she was like, you know, what, I don't know why women do that. Like, they're ashamed that they'd rather get their virginity taken by somebody, you know, than take somebody.
Right.
But, you know, it changed, and it kind of changed. I was like, yeah, what else is out there? I ain't going to hold you. I'm like, everybody got one of these? Like, and they all feel different. That's what threw me off. Like, the second girl I was with, it set me off more than the first, because I was like, okay, they feel different. That's what threw me off. I wanted to feel as many as possible.
Right. And they all do feel different. Yo. Some is tighter, some is looser, some is juicer,
might feel
some squirts, some
you know what I mean?
I tell you what changed me when I met a girl who had her tooth tied.
You give us all in
that. That was a whole different world right there, boy. That was a whole different world.
Yeah. That will change your nigga whole lifestyle right there. If you can bust a nut in this motherfucker and you know she can't get pregnant. That happened to me when I got a little bit older, when I was like 20, 22, 23. The girl that turned me out, like, fuck my life up. This bitch taught me everything about a woman, showed me how they tighten up their pussy, put the little vinegar in their water and shit. Mm-hmm. She used to do the cables in front of me and everything. Fuck my life up. Showed me how to really fuck a woman. Taught me how to play with a woman's vagina to make her bust the squirt and all that shit. Like, she taught me everything when it comes to, like, she taught me how to kiss, taught me how to, like, fuck for real. She taught me how, don't put your dick all the way in, just give it a sip type shit, you know what I mean? Like, she's nasty, motherfucker. She's freaky as shit. Fucked up my life, though, my nigga, ever since then. I've been fucked up in the head behind a woman. Until I got to her, I was like, all right. Once I got with, I cannot remember her name, though, but if I seen her today, I'll remember it. Yo, listen, fuck my life up. But anyway, so let's go to the next caller that we got on the line. I know who this is, but y'all may not know who this is. Area code 862, last four digits, 9847. Who this be?
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing? So how you doing? So when you first got your first dick, how did it change your life, and did it make it better or worse?
Well, it made it like both, because when I got my virginity cut, I was only 12, so.
Okay.
I was 12.
And
I didn't look 12. I look older than my age. And the guy, he was like 20, 25, something like that.
Damn, that's
yeah.
a pedophile to me. But anyway, so, go ahead.
This is a whole different conversation.
And so he, you know, I turned him out. So he was
oh,
like,
you turned him out?
Yeah.
Oh, so you, as a young, fertile, hot pants little mama, you turned him out?
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. All right. So we're going to go to the next person on the line, and we're going to see what they got to say, and then we're going to start another part of the conversation. All right? Hold on. I hit the wrong motherfucking button. Hold on just for a second. Yo, so let me say this also. If while we're on the line and for some reason I stop talking or it hangs up, do not hang up. Just stay on the line so that I can reboot the system and we'll come back onto the show. Because sometimes the show, for some reason, hangs up and I got to reboot everything and get it all started back over again. All right, so stay on the line with your boy. All right, so the next caller that we're going to go to is 215. I think I know who this is. But I don't know for sure, but I think I know who this is. Area code 215-4565. You're now on Behind the Scenes Radio with your boy Kurt NT and
Psycho S-K-Y.
Hey, yo.
Hey, what's up, baby girl?
Hey, what's going on?
Are you sorry?
So the first question that we starting off is, when you first got your first piece of dick, did it change your life, and how did it change your life? Did it make it better or worse?
When I first got my first piece of dick, I was 15, and I loved it. Even though he was older, it just turned me the fuck out. Technically, I've been sucking dick before I had extra sex, so I was kind of into it, but when I actually lost my virginity, that shit had me turned the fuck out. I loved it.
How did you not have sex, but then you had sex? Was it like anal before then, or and then you had
No, I was just sucking dick. That's all. I was just giving head, you know, from a young age or whatever. I was doing my thing, and I became a pro at that. I'm real good at sucking dick, but. But the crazy part is, after I lost my virginity, I didn't have sex for a whole year. So I, you know, till 16, I was like, oh, I'm really out there. Afterwards, so it changed my life for the better. I lost my virginity in a park. Broad daylight.
Sounds familiar.
Everybody was around.
Everybody was around.
What? They was playing basketball and everything. So I'm just losing.
Oh my God. So is it cool if I you know what? I'm not even gonna do that.
What?
I was gonna kind of was it kind of like how when we met?
Yeah, something similar, but in a park with basketball. It was in a hood party, so yeah.
Oh,
I love them parts.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So, what we're gonna talk about now is like porn, because a lot of people do not realize how porn affects your life and how it affects the way that you actually think about women and men. I'm gonna admit it, because I'm a grown ass fucking man, and you know what I'm saying, like, hey, it is what it is. I watch porn all the time. When I'm with a woman, I don't watch porn, especially if she is sexually satisfying me in every way. I don't need porn. But as soon as she slacks off and she doesn't do what she was doing before, I start looking at porn and start watching porn again. And I feel like when I watch porn, I kind of look at women differently than when I wasn't watching porn. I looked at women as, you know, wholesome and old good girls. And then I got turned on to porn, and it's like, ooh, wait, hold on. Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right. I look at women differently sometimes than watching porn. I also sometimes cannot bond with women. And then also sometimes I be trying to do the same thing that is in porn and what people don't realize. Because I had the chance to do porn when I was younger, like in my 20s. I had a chance to do porn when I went to when I moved to Cali. And I got to actually see a porn being shot, and then I realized, like, I don't think I really want to do this, because it's really a job. It's a real job for people, and they make these women do things sometimes that they don't really want to do. I've seen some crazy shit. If you watch porn, how has porn, and does it make a does it change your view of men, or like how does porn help or not help you in your life?
Am I still online? Yeah.
Yeah, you still
hear me here?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I watch porn as I get older. I watch it occasionally. I don't watch it as much as I did when I was younger. And when I was younger, I always wanted to be a porn star. Like, if you ask me what do I want to be when I got older, it was a porn star. But
oh my God!
Because I love the different aspects about having sex.
Like, I like that it's not boring. It's not, it's always something different. I like it all. Like, to me, there is almost damn near no limit when it comes to having sex. So
yeah,
I like the fact that porn allows you to be who you are sexually, and to still be able to watch it, it's kind of encouraging. Like, I could do different things in the bedroom. It's like a learning experience. Like, you're learning from it. I take in what I see, and I, you know, utilize it in the bedroom, and it makes the sex so much better. I can sit there and watch porn with my man or my girl or whatever, like, whoever I choose to have sex with. Like, I can sit there and we can watch sex together. I mean, porn together. And we can watch porn as we're fucking. Like,
right, and try that shit. Let's try that.
Exactly. Or we can make the porn our goddamn self. Like, I am the porn.
Right. I got a couple of them. Uh-huh. They tucked in the email. I got a couple of them. They tucked off in the email.
I have a couple out there.
Yeah.
You do? You got some on the XXN?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. All right, so let's go to Ariella. Ariella? Oh, hold on. So, Ariella, do you watch porn? Have you ever watched porn, and has it helped you in a relationship or made it work? Ariella, are you there? Okay. Maybe not. All right. So then, B, how has porn changed your life? Has it changed your life in any way?
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
Yeah.
And how?
I don't know if people know, but every time you watch porn, you masturbate, whatever, every time you bust whatever, it takes energy from you.
Yes, it does.
So you actually you're supposed to be, like, you're supposed to conserve that energy. That's why you're not supposed to, masturbate or watch porn and stuff like that, because it keeps you stronger. And you notice sometimes, if you go for, like a month or two without watching it, like, you feel stronger, you feel more focused and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And once you do it and release yourself, you get tired, you get lazy, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. And I experienced that sometimes, doing that and getting lazy and not want to do anything.
Yeah.
But, I learned a lot from porn. That's why I learned how to, I think that's where we all learn how to fuck from.
I think so, too.
You know, watch little videos and shit.
Yeah.
Back in the day, VCR and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
We had cell phones.
Grandpa used to have the magazines in the basement. I used to go down there and watch it and look at the Playboy magazines and the fucking, what was the other one? Playboy?
Jet.
No, not the Jet, because the Jet had just the sexy little girl and the little chicken. But it was another one that my grandfather had the magazines in the basement. Yeah.
Hustler,
that's what it was. Hustler and fucking Playboy. And my grandfather had stacks of them motherfuckers in the basement. I used to go down there and be flipping through them, jacking the fuck off and shit down there. I hear somebody come down and say, ah, that shit.
What you got in there?
Yeah, what you been watching TV. You know what I mean? But I believe that masturbation, actually, I'm not going to lie to you. I think that masturbation actually helps me in a way, because I know my stroke number. You know what I mean? Like, and I know what I like, what I don't like. I know the way that I would want the woman to give me head, and the way that she,
I never counted off how many strokes it is.
I've actually counted. My shit is like 600, my nigga. My shit like 600, my nigga. Like, it takes me forever to bust an egg, especially if I'm feeling good at all. Because, like, I'm the type of nigga, I don't like. Okay, so when I have sex with a woman, I like to see her get off. My thing is to get her off. How many times can I make this bitch nut? Like, can I get her to squirt? Can, you know what I'm saying? I want to see her toes curl. I want to see her body go crazy. I'm a pleaser. That's the type of man that I am. I'm a pleaser when it comes to sex. Now, some men are just boom, bam, bam, 5 seconds, bust a nut, and roll the fuck over and go to sleep. Like, me, on the other hand, I be having women telling me, get the fuck off me. Like, you're doing too much. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, tripping. Like,
I've always had that problem. I don't know. My mother said that I got it from my father. She was like, your father was the same fucking way, my nigga. Like, your dad was a straight freak. You know, he turned me out. I wish I could have my mom on here, but she ain't gonna call on this shit. But yeah, like, I think that porn is, it can help and also harm a relationship because you start wanting, if your woman, okay, let's put it like this. Porn is a fantasy. Mm-hmm. And most women cannot do the shit that porn stars do.
Right.
And when you get with a woman that, if you're watching porn and a woman doesn't do the things that the porn stars do, you will get turned off. I've experienced that before, like, and I'm not gonna lie, I've had sex with a woman and went to my phone and turned on some porn while I'm fucking, and she was like, what the fuck, like, yeah, you know what I mean, I'm a grown ass man, you know what I'm saying, I don't got nothing to hide, like, I've did that before, and sometimes, some women do get offended by it, and some women don't. You know, it just depends on the woman and if she's securing herself. Mm-hmm. And 9 times out of 10, I tell a woman from the rip, like, I got a problem. Like, I really have a sex problem. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you can really handle how I am. Mm-hmm. But I feel like sex has hindered me sometimes from loving a woman, because you expect her to do those things that those women do on porn, and you just—it's just not gonna happen. You know, it's just not gonna happen. All right, so let's talk about now. Okay, so getting back to porn, kind of right. So I get on some of these websites where these women have these rabbits, and they put it inside their vaginas. Sometimes they put it in their assholes, right? And a man has to pay to get them off. And when I be watching this shit, it be irritating to me. Because these sucker-ass niggas be paying these bitches. I sit and I just watch. I may jack off to this shit, but I just watch the shit. I'm not paying no bitch to bust a nut. Like, I'm paying you to get off. And I swear, like, these sex women, these sex workers, be talking mad shit to these niggas. Like, fuck you, you broke-ass motherfucker. You're not going to get me off. Like, they really be talking crazy to these motherfuckers. And a lot of these men be old, ugly, little dick motherfuckers that can't get pussy. And so they go on there to get off. And it's very degrading to both. But to the man, it's even worse because you're telling me that I have to pay you. I have to put money in this motherfucker. And these motherfuckers be coming off the chain. Like, this shit ain't cheap. This shit be like, I think it's like, I was looking at the prices and the shit was like fucking, like $20. You got to start off with $20. Yeah, this shit is like ridiculously high to get this bitch off. And motherfuckers have spent their fucking life savings on this shit, dog. Like, seriously, like, these motherfuckers spend like $200-$300 watching this bitch bust a nut, and you're not getting no type of pleasure. Well, you could get pleasure out of it, but these motherfuckers be on here like, yo, you would just have to go on these sites, yo. It's just so crazy how they get with these men. And it's like, nobody, not one of these motherfuckers don't say nothing. And then a motherfucker like me, I get on here and say some shit. They kick me off every time. Because I'd be like, bitch, I'm up. I'd be like, hey, baby girl, how you doing? You're looking sexy. The panties look nice. Are you not going to send no fucking, you're not going to send me one for my vibrator? Fuck no, bitch. I'm never going to fuck you for real. Oh, we not dealing with this tonight. Quit getting him the fuck off here. Because, like, I come in there with, like, bitch, like, I'll fuck the dog shit out of you. Like, you don't need that toy. Like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just gets really crazy on those websites. And then you got Backpage. Niggas be getting killed over that shit. Backpage is crazy. I've heard stories about this shit, and like, it's really fucked up that you're looking. And women, you, and this is the crazy thing, is that women realize how powerful they pussy is. But let me say this though, men also know how powerful the dick is. If you run into a motherfucker that got some powerful ass dick, you're gonna know. You feel what I'm saying? And it's just crazy how sex rules the world. And we all out here trying to fuck something. And women try to act like they ain't trying to fuck on something when women are the worst. They're the worst when it comes to sexual tension, because when a woman drips, they shit is open. So they gotta wear panty liners and fucking, you know what I mean? Like, I'll deal with women that they shit get so wet that they gotta wear panty liners. And they gotta put fucking tissue in underneath their panties so that they shit won't. I know this one girl, she would stick toilet paper in her shit so that it wouldn't fucking just be all drippy and shit. This one girl I used to mess with, she would pull her panties to the side and you would see nothing but the gooey fucking pre-cum in her fucking shit, y'all. I'll be like, damn, like, what the fuck? Like, oh, my God. So I've dealt with some really crazy-ass shit. Hold on. Oh, who is this? Once again, 215-4665. Who is this? Is this a... Who is this? Jello, 215-4565. Who this be?
Oh, that's... I love that.
Okay.
Of course.
All right.
I have a question for you.
Okay, what's the question?
My question is, how do you tell somebody without hurting their feelings that they sex sucks like a motherfucker? Like, they just awful trash. But you like the person as an individual, but their sex is just horrible. And it's been like the fourth, fifth time y'all had sex, so it's not like... He should know, like, he or she should know your body by now, like, a little bit, learned it a little bit, like, certain maneuvers you do, like, certain moments and whatever. Like, how do you tell somebody that they sex is just awful, but you like them?
Well, maybe just, like, communication. Maybe when you guys in the bedroom, just say, yo, I don't like when you do it like this. You know, I like when you do it like that. I'm not really into that. But, you know, let's try it like this.
Do you cut the individual off because, like, do you move on because somebody's sex is horrible, or do you stick with them?
It depends if you really care about them, I would say, but I'm very straightforward and direct, so I just tell a woman, like, this ain't it, baby. Like, we got to try something else. But I would say the best way to tell a motherfucker from a woman's perspective is just tell that nigga your shit is trash, baby. Like, we got to improve on this. Mm-hmm. If you still want to stick around, we got to improve on this. Mm-hmm. Because I don't give a fuck how much you love a motherfucker. If they ain't making you bust a nut correctly, you're going to cheat. Mm-hmm. You're going to fuck around. Because that is something that is very important. It's a part of human nature is to have sex. That's how we all got here. We all got here by mom and daddy doing some freaky nasty ass shit. You feel what I'm saying? So, I would say for myself, I would say just let them know, like, you know, you're not doing what you're supposed to do, or you can go about it the way that B said it. You know what I mean? You could just tell a motherfucker, or, you know, baby, let's try something different. You know what I'm saying? I feel like is this a guy that you're dealing with now? What you say? I didn't mean to cut you off. What I was trying to say is this a guy that you're dealing with now, or this is just a guy that you dealt with
I kind of cut him off because the sex was horrible, and I tried to tell him, like, I did try to say exactly what you said, but not as blunt because you weren't blunt with me. But I did say, like, listen, you gotta learn my body. You gotta do a little bit better. You know. Try practicing, you know, something this, something that. And it just wasn't cutting me. He just was not making it. And his dick was big as fuck. Like, how come a big dick don't know how to work it? I was thinking of some little dick.
Well, I mean, all right, so first you got to think about chemistry. And maybe So I gotta keep it real, right? So maybe I'm not saying, but maybe because you fuck so many men in your lifetime that you can't pair bond with them. That may be it.
No,
because women,
that's not true. Because I mean, I don't think that's it. For the simple fact that the one individual that I'm, you know, been having sex with for years, he's the only person. Do you think it's because he's the only person that can get me off? Like, he's the only person that can get me off.
Well, maybe because
you think
you
it's
truly
because I
love
have
him.
Attachment to him that nobody else can do that?
Because you have to understand that emotions are connected when you have sex with someone. And maybe,
all the time.
I mean, if you just out here just fucking
somebody,
nah.
You never had sex with somebody and you never had to, like, not have no emotional connection with them.
I mean, yeah, when I, like, would go to the Chinese washi house down in Philly, or, you know what I mean, because I knew that was business and I just wanted to get a good nut, and I'm going to pay this $120 real quick. 160 real quick, and I'm out. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, like that. But if I am conversating with a woman and I'm talking to her and I'm trying to get to know her, then yeah, my feelings is going to get attached because I'm sharing my personal life with her. And sex is supposed to be something sacred. A lot of us don't think of it like that, but it's supposed to be sacred. And it's supposed to be, that's why they say don't have sex before marriage, because the more bodies that you have, especially for a woman, because it's different for a woman than it is for a man. A woman pair bonds and they release a chemical that connects them to a man. So for every man that you've had sex with, he's busted a nut in you. And his DNA has been left in you for the rest of your life. So it doesn't matter if you've had sex with one man or 500 men. Their DNA is left in you for the rest of your life. And that's why some women are so fucked up in the head and they so twisted, because you got all these men's fucking DNA left in you. And then you don't know what this man then did in his life and how fucked up or mentally fucked up he is, or all these other men. So then you're sleeping with all these other different men. And even for women, for men also, when you have sex with a lot of different women, you get connected to this woman, and then you start thinking crazy-ass thoughts that you never had before, because that's the type of woman and that's the kind of thoughts that she has in her head. So you got to understand that when you have sex with someone, you have soul ties with them for the rest of your life. You're connected to that person for the rest of your life. So I've had sex with maybe 1,000 women in my lifetime. I'm connected to those women for the rest of my life. And if I ever see I've had women walk up to me and be like, "Oh, you don't remember me?" Like, no. Like, I don't remember you. If it wasn't that special, then I'm probably not going to remember you. It had to be something special about you. And 9 times out of 10, it's not even the sex. 9 times out of 10, it's the personality that I like about the person that they're out for. You know, whatever, because every woman is different. So going back to what you were saying, I would say the best way to tell him is just to tell him. Just be honest with him and just tell him, like, your sex is trash. Like, I think
I did, in a way. I ain't say it like that. I ain't say, "Oh, sex is trash," but he kind of got suggested after, like he would go for, like, round 2 and round 3 or whatever the case is, and I'll just be pushing him off, like, "Nah, I'm cool." Like
yeah, I ain't never had that. Yeah, I don't know how that feels, because I've never had a woman ever do that to me.
I basically just cut him off because he just wasn't getting the concept. Like, and he thought in his head that it was awesome, and for me, it was just like, "Nah, nigga, if we ever get in a relationship, I'm going to wind up cheating on you."
Oh, my God. Why would you even get in a relationship with him?
That's what I said, because I liked him. It was there, but not that much.
Well, yeah, I feel like my thing is, when I have sex with a woman, if that shit ain't good, I don't even want to talk to you no more. I'm not even going to deal with you. Like, I only, and it's been many of women that I've had sex with, and I just cut them off right then and there, blocked their number, like, deleted that motherfucker, because it was trash. She didn't know how to give head, or she bit when she gave head, or the pussy wasn't wet enough, and I know that I'm fucking the shit out of you. Like, so, I know I'm hitting a G-spot, I feel that motherfucker. You're not, like, there's some, or I've had sex with women, and they shit was just open. My shit just slid right the fuck in. Like, oh, shit, you fucking a lot of niggas out here, huh? Damn near, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn near fell in that motherfucker. I remember one time I fucked a girl, her shit was, like, hollow. Like, this bitch, like, she liked playing with dildos. And, like, she hollowed herself oh. out, my nigga. What you about to say?
The dildos will do it.
Yeah. Because women, yo, y'all, and that's the crazy thing is, like, why don't you just get a real man? Like, you ain't got to be with him, just fuck him instead of using a dildo. Like, but I can also understand why women wouldn't, because yeah. then you're opening
you
yourself
wanna...
up to this man.
Exactly, exactly. So I'd just rather just not play with myself at all, use a vibrator. I wouldn't use it. I don't use dildos.
Right.
I don't use dildos. Because
then you want your shit to always stay tight, right?
Because
right.
it's not real. It's synthetic. Like, that shit's not real. Like you said, you soul binding with somebody when you have sex. So sometimes I want the realness and that soul bindingness when you having
yeah.
sex with somebody. Plastic can't do that shit.
Yeah. You can't. Like, it's just not going to feel the same way. It's not going to... Yeah, it's just not going to be the same thing. All right, so we get to the end of the show. Wait, hold on. Before we do that, let's go to Ariella. Ariella, you got anything you want to say, baby? About the show, what we just saying, what we just talking about dildos or anything? You want to say anything? Hello? All right. Maybe not. Maybe so. All right, so we're going to go and take a music break, and then when we come back, we're going to say what we're thankful for and our shout-out. Make sure you stay on the line with your boy. The next track that we're going to play is, you know what, I want to play Trapman Kane. This is a new track, Fire Misfit featuring Trapman Kane, Nico. On Behind the Scenes Radio, we'll be right back.
This and my other factory, I can guarantee production of 200 kilos refined every month of the year. The problem is I have no steady market. So basically what I'm looking for is somebody in the States who can share the risk with me. Somebody who can guarantee to buy from me, say, 150 kilos a month. Oh.
Nico! He gon' fly for Rico, cause it's a rumor, why it's a tune, you gotta watch Repo, Rico, we send each other to the Repo, my friend is friend, he got it in, my chico, Nico, he gon' fly for Rico, cause it's a rumor, why it's a tune, you gotta watch Repo, Rico,
yeah.
we send each other to the Repo,
yeah.
my friend is friend, he got it in, my chico,
don't get it tangled or twisted, bitch, it's a misfit,
yeah.
second dead people, 6 inches,
back.
40 cow with extensions
back.
I connect the plug that you visit. All of your people that you go see for. Your pet ego hit me to get in touch with Nico. Boy, I got right off the yacht. It come on a speedboat. I got the keys. The future Jay-Z. Whoa. Sack all them bitches and run it up. Stay far from the fall till the summer come.
Whoa.
I'm an A1 nigga that's one-on-one. Oh, them niggas broke, I don't fuck with them. That shit done touched a million hands. The fuck you doing? You middleman for the middleman, nigga. Who you fooling? I'm a businessman. Handle my transactions over dinner plans. I give him bands, then he send them grams. Watch when it lands.
Nico, he gon' fly for Rico. Cause it's a rumor, why it's a tune. You gotta watch Repo. Rico. We send each other to the Repo. My friend is friend, he got it in. My chico. Nico, he gon' fly for Rico. Cause it's a rumor, why it's a tune. You gotta watch Repo. Rico.
We said he's up to the people.
Try to make sure my summer is cool. This thing's Spain, so we can't be running no pool. You got a plug that got another plug. And wonder why niggas ain't fucking with you. With all due respect, why would I not want to build direct? Sit that block by caught my breath. Put in my blood, my tits, my sweat. Okay, okay, you drop it off and then be diving in. Drop a little bacon powder in. I need to take a little hint and hit my line because she's trying to taste the eye again. Baby Nate hoodie with the Prada poppy got a nigga getting fly again. Hitting fire for the fire shit. A1 and got me getting high again. Woofy, bitch on my side is a Julie. We really did, let's let it for six and we really making a movie. Woofy, bitch on my side is a Julie. We really did, let's know this ain't fixing, we really making a movie.
Trash, Nico, he gon' fly for Nico. Got this that room and watch the tune and you gotta watch Repo, Rico, Rico. We said he's just in the Repo. My friend is friend, he got it in. My Chico, my Chico. Nico, he gon' fly for Nico. It's that boom and why that's the doom. And you gotta watch Repo, Rico, Rico. We said he's up in the Repo. My friend is friend, he got it in. My Chico, my Chico. Woo!
Cheer. That was Fire Misfit featuring Trapman, Kane, Nico. You can go check that out on YouTube. Song is Nico. You can spell that N-E-E-K-O. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to give our shout-outs and what we're thankful for. That's what we do at the end of the show. Let's go, go, go. Baby girl, what's your shout-out and what you thankful for? You lie. 215-4565. You live now, baby girl. All right.
Oh, my shout out.
Oh, yeah,
my shout out to my kids. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
I said my shout out is to my kids, and I'm thankful for life. Thankful for my kids and life and being alive and God.
All right, B.
I'm thankful for my friends, my family, my boy Curtis right here, and everybody who's on my team that want to see me win.
Hell yeah. All right, so let me give a shout-out to all the artists that send their music in. If you want to get your music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, If you want to get your music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music to, I'm going to say this slow, BH. INDTHESCEN@gmail.com. Make sure you go check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We own everything. Go Google us, everything, right? Shout out to my family. Shout out to B for being on here with me. Shout out to you, baby girl, for coming on. Everybody that came on, shout out to everybody that's gone. Listen, that's going to download. You can go back and listen to this. All you got to do is go on the Instagram, Facebook, or on the Instagram, and click the link on the Instagram, and you can listen to the show once again. I'm thankful for the situation that I'm in. I'm thankful for my job, my spot that I'm in now, because I've been homeless off and on for I don't know how long. So I finally got somewhere that I'm at now. I'm thankful for the people that are in my life. I'm thankful for my ancestors watching over me. I am thankful for my children. I'm very thankful for my children, man, because they keep me on the straight and narrow motherfucking path. I think that I would just be in the penitentiary doing some stupid-ass shit or just doing stupid-ass shit if my children weren't here. I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful for my mom, my dad, my whole family. Thank you. Shout out to them fuckers. Fucking Kansas City Chiefs, nigga, they kicked that ass today. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thankful and what, yeah, I'm thankful. I'm just thankful, man, because everything happens for a reason, and I bump back into people and everybody's in my life for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. What I want to say to everyone that is listening to, you can take me as an example. Or you can look on TV as an example. what I'm going to say to you all right now is think about your children's future. Make sure that you build something, a generation, something generational that will outlive you and your children. That's what Behind the Scenes Radio is. I am the COO, and my children are the CEOs of Behind the Scenes Radio. I'm building this shit for them so that they can take it and hand it down to their children, and we can be like a Walmart or Wendy's or something like that. You feel what I'm saying? That's my whole objective in life, is to leave something for my children for generational wealth, for generations later on, 200-300 years down the line, they can say that great-great-great-grandpa started this for us, and now we have this, and now we can help the world. And I feel like every parent, if you're not trying to do something like that for your children, then you're just selfish, because they didn't ask to be here. And I think that you should be able to leave something for them so that they can be able to help generations, the next generation. So basically, that's it. That's all. You got anything you want to say? You got anything you want to say, baby girl?
No, I enjoyed it. Thanks for, you know, allowing me to speak my case.
For sure, for sure. Anytime. Anytime you want to come on and, you know, speak your case about whatever we talk about, you can call in. I'm probably going to do a morning show tomorrow morning. I'm going to try to get up early and do that 9 o'clock morning show or sometime this week. Soon we will be 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's coming soon.
Yeah,
just trying to stack my bread so that we can get everything straight. We got to get everything legit, everything. I got the cameras. We're working on a new podcast. Got a TV show we're working on. Working on a book that I'm writing about my life. Got new music coming. About to be in another movie. Man, a lot of shit's coming up, yo. So stay tuned in. Check your boy out. Stay tuned in, man, because it's going down. And if you didn't believe in me, you can kiss my ass, because I'm taking the fuck off. All you bitches out there that thought I couldn't do it, I'm going to fucking do it. And it don't matter if you like me or not, I'm still going to do this shit. So I'm going to the top, baby. We going to the top, and whoever the fuck is on my
way up.
We all the way up. All the way, motherfuckers. Anybody that stuck by my motherfucking side and was there for me when I needed a motherfucker, believe me this, I'm coming back for you. I'm going to show that same motherfucking love when I get to the top. I'm going to give you an opportunity. I may not give you no money, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to get some money. You feel me? I love y'all. Y'all take care. Same place, same time. You already know where it is. Your boy, Kurt ENT.
Boy, Psycho, SKYKO.
On Behind the Scenes Motherfucking Radio. We out this bitch. Peace.